This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
So during my medical education, it was not imparted to me just how powerful food was as a healing force. My paradigm has changed, as you can see, and I thought I would share that through a story. And this is the story of Robert. He gave me permission to share his story. And Robert, this is a picture of him before he had successfully gone on a healthy diet. He had tried many healthy diets leading up to going on what's called a whole food plant-based diet. He had tried the Atkins diet. He had tried Weight Watchers. He had tried Metafast. He had tried a juice diet. And each time he would lose about 30 to 40 pounds. But as most diets go, what goes down comes back up, and sometimes even more. And it was around 2014 that he finally learned about what's called a whole food plant-based diet, which is what I'm going to share with you today. And prior to going on a plant-based diet, he weighed 298 pounds. His blood pressure was in the 150s over 90s. As many of you know, normal blood pressure is considered 120 over 80. So 150 over 90 is not just high, it's fairly high. He was on multiple medications to manage his various conditions. He was on Zetia, which is a cholesterol-lowering medication. He was on Norvasc, which is a powerful blood pressure-lowering medication. He was on Pristiq, which is an antidepressant, and albuterol for his asthmatic symptoms. He was very sedentary because he found that if he walked more than two blocks, he would become short of breath and would need to use his inhaler. So as a result, he did not do very much exercise. In 2014 was when he went, when he learned about what's called a whole food plant-based diet and just started doing that day after day. When I met him in 2016, this is who I met. Wow. 2 years later, 173 pounds, blood pressure in the 110s over 70s. Remember, normal blood pressure is 120 over 80. So he not only met normal, he was even below normal, which can be dangerous if you're on medications to get it that low. But if you have a blood pressure of 110 over 70 without medication, that is optimal. Most notable of all, though, was that he was off all medication. He was off his cholesterol-lowering medication with a cholesterol of around, total cholesterol of around 150, with normal being less than 200. As I shared, his blood pressure was in the 110s over 70s, off the Norvasc, which is a very powerful blood pressure medication. He was off his antidepressant. So I would say that many people with mood disorders have found that they are able to get off their medication when they're healing themselves with food and healthy lifestyle. And last, he was off his asthma inhaler. And when I took this picture of him when he was under my care, as you can see, he's got his running shoes on. He says he has so much energy from this new way of eating and this lifestyle that he has to run. And he runs over 5 miles per day. And he does not require the use of an inhaler. So Robert, in a way, is symbolic of my new paradigm for the care of my patients. And management is not it. It's reversal, cure, prevention. And when you do everything you can, in some cases, some people still do require medications, and then you do want to manage well. But management, in my mind, should always be the second line and not the first line. Now, people are also surprised because I have not always eaten a healthy diet. This is me. Chubster, chubby cheeks, fatso. I had all sorts of little nicknames. But this is me. I was the most overweight kid in my grade, all the way up through fifth grade. In fact, my brother is in the audience. This is my older brother. He's sitting in the second row. And growing up, I didn't necessarily get this way by accident. I, I partook in a lot of standard American dietary foods. So my older brother, Jonathan, when my parents would go out, he had his dinner down for what he made me. It was this corned beef hash that he would, you know, kind of deep fry till it was nice and charred. A few eggs with those Pillsbury croissants, you know, that came in a little cylinder. I don't even know if they still sell them, but you kind of roll them up. They do? Okay, I got affirmation that they do still sell these. And we would make like 20 of those. So that would be our dinner. I grew up here in San Diego. So many of you, just right down the road is University Town Center, right? And my favorite place to go was to get the hot dog on a stick at Orange Julius, along with an orange large Orange Julius, which I have since learned. Normally I have the audience guess, but for the sake of time, I will tell you, a large Orange Julius has 132 grams of added sugar. Now, just so you can kind of conceive of what that means, one teaspoon of sugar is 4 grams. So that's over 30 teaspoons of sugar. And I guarantee you that right now, if I were to get a teaspoon of sugar and have any of you take it, you would probably gag because it's so sickeningly sweet. But once you mix it in this frothy mixture, then it goes down much easier. And that would be something I would drink quite often. I loved my Happy Meals from McDonald's, Funyuns, you know, typical processed food. I loved getting Wendy's Frosties from the drive-thru on Friday nights after going out to eat. Banana splits were my favorite dessert. And Saturday morning cartoons. That was where you would find me on Saturday mornings. I guess I turned out okay, all things. My mom and dad did a really good job. But that period of my life, in a way, I'm thankful for it, because what it did is it got me very interested in nutrition. I took a lot of wrong detours along the way. So in the 80s was the whole low-fat diet. So, you know, I began to focus on how many grams of fat were in a food item, but not realizing that you can eat very highly processed foods that have tons of added sugar but 0 grams of fat. So that's not ideal. I took a detour at the Mediterranean diet, which has a lot of good health properties, but one of the issues with that is there's not really a restriction on olive oil. And in a nation where 7 out of 10 U.S. adults are either overweight or obese, having sort of limitless amounts of olive oil can be detrimental, considering that oil is the most calorically dense food on planet Earth at 4,000 calories per pound. Compare that to broccoli, which is going to be under 100 calories per pound. Many people have gone for the low-carb dietary fad, and during med school and residency, I was actually a huge proponent of that, because we were not necessarily taught dietary nutrition principles during med school and residency. And so I still remember sitting after waiting till clinic finished and meeting with patients to spend extra time talking to them about how for breakfast they could have bacon and eggs, just hold the toast. So there's a lot of, and I think this is one of the challenges out there, is there's a lot of misinformation that exists, and it's hard to, I feel compassion for my patients, because it's difficult for them to sort through truth versus fiction. Well, my aha moment came in 2014 when I was watching PBS, and this is a picture of me with Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who is a pioneer in the plant-based nutrition field. And I saw Dr. Fuhrman come on screen, and he mentioned these words, whole food, plant-based, which this was 2014, was after I'd finished my medical training. It was the first time I had ever heard those words. And when I was watching him on PBS, he made these outrageous claims about the power of a whole food, plant-based diet to not just prevent, but actually reverse many of the chronic illnesses that I had been seeing in my patients, like diabetes and high blood pressure. But it piqued my interest, I went to the public library in San Francisco, checked out the book Eat to Live. I subsequently watched a documentary that I'd highly recommend to all of you called Forks Over Knives. And I have not looked back since. If anything, each year that I see new studies come out and read more books and gain additional knowledge and information, it only reinforces and further affirms that this way of eating is an optimal way to eat.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.